The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about health tips that you should start doing today for a better, healthier future you. Now, there are actually some good ones in here that I thought are very interesting, because I think we just think about like healthy activities we're doing now, but I really want to forecast like decisions that you make today and how those things can massively impact and set the future you up for health success. You know, whatever. This is actually really interesting. So I'm very excited about today. And that's I'm excited about a lot of things. Overall, when you look at what we do in our office, it is amazing the opportunity that we have for people. You know, we have been blessed enough for people to allow us to be a part of their health journey now for over a decade. And I was talking to someone more recently, and he was like, people have been coming to see you for more than 10 years. And I said, yep, sure have. And he's like, that's crazy. And I said, you know what? You're right. I think it's crazy too. If you were coming for pain, right? If you were just coming for pain, I think that'd be crazy. But most people, when they come in, it's for pain. When we evaluate the process, that is for wellness. You know, how do you get well and stay well? And the people who are my favorite, right? And I could say you're all my favorite, and you all kind of are, but the people who are inevitably my favorite is someone who walks into my office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and they say to me, I don't know why I'm filling out this paperwork. Because none of it applies to me. And my answer then candidly is because if there's a rule, there's a reason. And legally, you have to fill out the paperwork. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't apply. But because people say, I don't have any pain. And that's primarily what the paperwork, a good portion of it is in regards to, is their pain. But it's I don't have high blood pressure, but I'm going to do things to and for my body that inevitably prevent high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes, but I will exercise and consume foods so I actively don't get diabetes. You know, so people say, I don't think I really need to come into your office. And you're like, what are you doing to actively make sure your spine and nervous system are functioning properly? And most people have no idea. They've just never taught you. And so those are ones where I'm like, what if we could right now, today, start taking actionable steps to start looking in 10, 15, and 20 years that set you up for success. This is, you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but if you're listening, you already think I'm crazy. I literally have to tell you my reference point for this. And it's so unrelated. It's so unrelated. I was camping this past weekend, and I have pans that I keep. We've got, it's not a fan, it's very much, it breaks every time we bring it out, our camper, but it is camping and I like it, and I will make memories with my husband and my children. There's a lot on the back end that come with those memories, but like what my children remember is how fun camping is, not the fact that something inevitably always broke and just was a pain to try to fix. That's not what we're talking about. So what we're talking about is that I keep some pans in the camper, and the pans need a silicone spatula. And we have grilling tools that are in there because we mostly grill out. But it's hard to grill eggs on the flat top because it's slanted. Anyways, not here nor there. So I have pans that need a silicone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to have to make do. But these pans shouldn't have a metal spatula. And that's all we had. And I was thinking to myself, why would I get pans that I leave in here, but I wouldn't get a matching spatula that is needed for that pan? And I thought, Leanne, you should look better in the drawers. And I did. And there was a silicone spatula in there. And previous me was so, and I was like, I did things actively to set my future self up for success. I've never been so elated. You know, you make decisions and you beat yourself up like, oh my gosh, I should have done something different, or I could have done this, or I could have done that. I actively made a decision. Granted, this is a pots and pans and spatula decision, but and then all of a sudden, me like the next camping season was like, oh my gosh, I gave myself a pat on the back. I was so proud of myself. My husband thought I was silly, but I'm just like, oh yes, go Leanne. And so I'm like, what if we could do this with health related stuff, right? Like what if we could do things now that in 5, 10, 15 years, you look back and you're like, oh yes, I'm so glad that I listened to Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic and did these things, because now look at where I've set myself up for success. So if you wanted to know where my show ideas come from, it's that. But before we dive into that, we've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, America's diet quality moved from an F to a D. Here's how to turn yours into an A. Oh, goodness gracious. The sad part is, as we relish in going from an F to a D, and I guess it's, can you get worse than an F? Like, can we be worse? We can only trend. So they said there's a crack of shining light through the dark clouds in America's battle with poor nutrition and subsequent health issues, according to a new study that analyzed two decades of nutritional data. There is good news. Americans are starting to hear the message about nutrition, and some companies and restaurants are starting to make healthier products. It's a little bit of improvement, said senior study author and cardiologist, who was director of Food is Medicine Institute at Tufts University in Boston. However, this cardiologist author study said the majority of improvement occurred between 1999 and 2010 with no advances in nutrition after that. We have stalled as a nation, and that doesn't bode well for our health, he said. If I was grading America on its diet, I'd give it a D, just up from an F. It's on an upward trend, but more is still needed. So the number of adults in the United States who ate a poor diet decreased from 49% to 37% between 1999 and 2020, a drop of 11.4%, while those who ate somewhat better nutritionally rose about 10.5%. A poor diet was defined by one with too many refined grains, processed meats, and sugary beverages, including fruit juice, right? So like your grape juice, orange juice, not as healthy as you think, as well as unprocessed foods full of sugar, salt, and fat. Don't blame salt and fat for what the sugar and other stuff did. Anyways, healthy choices such as fruits and vegetables are extremely low in this eating style. What's our standard American diet or sad diet? They said intake of fruits and vegetables didn't increase at all over this 20-year period, which is pretty striking. An ideal diet includes at least the daily recommended serving of fruits and vegetables, as well as beans, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. Dietary guidelines, such as those from the American Heart Association, suggest eating 4 to 5 cups of canned, fresh, or frozen fruits in the same amount of vegetables. It's like a day. Nutritionally, ideal diets also contain very few sugary beverages, processed meats, refined grain, and ultra-processed foods, which is often high in added sugars, fats, salts. Unfortunately, the number of people who ate an ideal diet, those included 9 cups of fruits and vegetables, rose less than 1%. So they were, this cardiologist said, people often ask me, well, if the diet's slowly improving, why is obesity and diabetes still going up? It's still because only about 1.5% of Americans have an ideal diet. Let me read that to you again. It's going up because only 1.58% of Americans are getting proper servings of fruits and vegetables. He said, we still have a long way to go. Diet-related diseases such as obesity, cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, while unhealthy diets and food insecurity cost in the United States an estimated $1.1 trillion in healthcare expense and lost productivity annually. So they do go on to talk about how food insecurity is a major issue, lower incomes. National advances were the highest among women, younger adults, Hispanic adults, and people with more education and higher incomes who had access to private health care insurance. Fewer gains were seen in men, just in general. Black or older adults, people with less income, lower educational levels, non-private health insurance, and food insecurity issues. It's funny, men just in general. I will say my husband does a... Oh, I'm so glad he doesn't listen to my radio show. The other day, he was getting a snack, and I was standing in the kitchen. Now, granted, I need you to know that I'm not like a super controlling wife. Like, he's a grown man. He can make grown man decisions. But he was going in for a snack. And I just said, I have some extra vegetables in the fridge if you want some. And he kind of looked at me, and I gave him a smirky smile and said, uh-huh. And he goes, I've been doing good. And I said, have you? How many vegetables did you eat yesterday? And he was quiet, and you could see his little wheels turning in his head. He was thinking and thinking, and he goes, well, yesterday wasn't the best day, but the day before I had a lot. Okay, back to the article. How to improve your nutrition. They said, cook at home as often as possible. He said, my top suggestion is to shop at a grocery store as much as you can rather than getting your food at a coffee shop, a sandwich shop, or a quick serve restaurant. Even eating a full service restaurant should be limited. Prior research and his team, this cardiologist and team, found that about 80% of all food consumed by Americans from a restaurant was of poor diet quality. Shockingly, even when we compared fast food versus sit down restaurants, there wasn't a dramatic difference in quality. He said, instead, try to choose minimally processed foods to cook at home and avoid the ready-to-heat-and-eat convenience foods so prevalent at grocery stores. Bring your lunch, pack snacks to work. And I will say that that is one that takes a little bit of pre-planning and takes a little bit more time. But, for example, I pack my lunch almost every single day. I got a cooler backpack. It's a zip one because I have some very odd-shaped glass containers that the standard lunch boxes don't fit. And I have some, lunch pack ice packs. And this week, for example, for my lunch, I made my own chicken salad, which means I cook my own chicken and I diced it up, took some hard-boiled eggs, diced them up, slivered almonds, celery, and some seasoning, and some... good quality mayonnaise that I put in there. And then I cut up a raw zucchini, and I use that as my mechanism of dipping. And surprisingly enough, raw zucchini chips to like dip are really good. They're really good. They're not as wet as cucumbers. Anyways, and an apple with cinnamon. That's my lunch. You know, so it's planning. You have to plan those things. But now I have lunch for forever. And then two, for my kids, you know, we had homemade fajitas last night, and my oldest was still hungry, And he said, can I have some of that chicken salad? And I did. I gave him a whole bunch of chicken salad. And then my middle, who's going through a growth spurt, wanted sardines. And I said, not right now. And he proceeded to be naughty, open them, drain them himself. And so then he got to eat sardines. And I'm like, really, there's probably a worse snack, right? But it's so cool. But they eat it because I eat it. And so it's just one that you set an example for your kids on, like, what to eat and how we snack. Like, you can have snacks after dinner that are healthy if you eat your dinner. They talk about don't drink your sugar. Energy drinks, pre-sweetened iced tea, specialty coffee drinks, holy guacamole, can have more sugar than soda. He said, I see walking out of coffee shops with drinks with whipped cream on top. Don't drink your sugar. Once sugary beverages are removed from the equation, only about 6% of calories in the country came from added sugar in foods. In contrast, 35% of calories in the country came from refined grains and starches. So actionable step number two, limit your refined grains. Overall, the biggest contributor to poor quality diet in Americans is refined grains at 5.2 servings a day, almost two servings a meal of refined grains such as refined bread, refined rice, crackers, chips, and other ultra-processed foods. Whole grains still contain the bran and the germ, which is more nutritionally based, full of fats, antioxidants, minerals, vitamin E, B. Also, those whole grains take longer to digest, so it doesn't raise your blood sugar as quickly as refined grains, and it contains more fiber, which helps reduce of chronic disease processes, improves digestion, promotes weight loss. So examples of the whole grains are like barley, farro, millet, quinoa, brown rice, red rice, wild rice. So just some examples. Just try to laterally shift. Have to make conscious decisions about wanting to change your health. Now, this one kind of exercise yields results 4 years later. Tell you what it is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
What are some things you can do today to help benefit health-wise the future you? You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, this exercise shows that 1 year of this type of exercise yields results 4 years later. So here's what's really, it's really interesting, is that I see people, you know, when you have like a profession. So say you're a dentist, you probably look at people's teeth. If you're a mechanic, you probably pay attention to that weird noise that my car makes that I've been trying to Google why it's been making it for the last 4 years. And no one really knows, but we're 4 years in now. But so, right, like you pay attention to those things. I pay attention to spine, right? Like I notice if someone has forward head posture. I was at the grocery store. Oh, I was at the grocery store yesterday. And this man had just an awful scoliosis. I will, and I hope it's not out of line, but I don't even know what else to do. I will if I see like a kid who's like younger and is with a parent, I'll pull the parent aside and just be like, hey, like I just want to let you know that if you haven't been diagnosed already, like you might want to take them to your primary care or chiropractor who takes x-rays like and see what's going on. But anyways, okay. But what I see so much of is people get so busy, quote unquote, too busy, not enough money, all the things. And then they work so hard and they bury their body into the ground and then they retire. And then they have this mind that is mentally sharp and ready to go. And they have a body that's breaking down. So they like want to go for a walk. They can't. They want to be able to travel, right? They're in their go-go years of retirement and they can't because they actively didn't take care of their body leading up to there. Here's what's really interesting. So there was a research study that came out. It was published in the BMJ Open Sports and Exercise Medicine. If you do resistant training, benefits in some parameter may last several years. I'll break down kind of the study. So they looked at resistance exercise programs, and I'll explain to you like what a resistance exercise program would look like here in a second. Whether a resistance exercise program could be helpful in the long term, researchers performed a randomized control trial with 369 recently retired and healthy adults who are between 64 years and 75 years old. The participants were all assigned one of three exercise program for a year. They either lifted weights three times a week, did moderate intensity training using their body weight and resistance band three times a week, or they did not change their usual exercise routine. Researchers measured their bone and muscle strength as well as their body fat levels at the start of the trial and at the end of the one-year program, and then two and again 4 years later. It was up to the individual whether or not they continued their strength training regimen or went back to their normal exercise level. Resistance training with heavy loads yielded the greatest lasting benefits in leg strength. Even 4 years after training, their leg strength was unaltered, whereas the moderate intensity group did see a decrease, wasn't as significant. Exercise is critically important across lifespan. The study shows that even in those engaging in activities later in life, around retirement, can lead to marked benefits to one's health. They consider resistance training. So what is resistance training? The umbrella of exercise includes aerobic, resistance, flexibility, and balance activities, right? Each of these have important consequences if each one regularly performs them or does not on an overall health, including cognition and physical function. So you can think about resistance training as like exercise that improves strength by making muscles work against a force. Like something is resisting. So that makes sense. Exercise that improves strength by making muscles work against a force. That can be weights, resistance bands, your own body weights, like push-ups or squats. You think like if you can't get on the floor to do a push-up, like you can do them against a wall or an incline box. For older adults, resistance training is critical for maintaining muscle mass, bone density, and mobility. So adding heavier weight seems to be important. So those are ones where we, you know, sometimes as we age, we kind of fear that. So what can you do at home? You can even do squats or where you sit lightly on a chair and then stand back up. If you don't need to hold your arms for the chair, you can add dumbbells. You can added weights, right? Grip strength, which helps for obviously functional dependence and serves as a marker for heart health, which is interesting. But I mean, you can do these with functional movements. You can protect your knees and your back, obviously, but you can use resistance band between both of your legs, doing side step, side lunges, reverse lunges. So there are tons, and that's where the internet, if at home resistance exercises, you can look at that. You don't necessarily have to go to a class, but this is one where if you say, hey, I want to have stronger muscles 4 years from now, one of the things that you can start doing is starting resistance training exercise now. You don't have to be 64. You don't have to be 74. This is one that you can start doing actively today. Move your body and add some resistance. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now we talk about the importance of building strong muscle today. There is also something else that you is so important for you to build strength of, and that is also bones. And the decisions that you make today will be an indication on your inevitable bone health, bone strength, as you age. So here are some things that I want you to evaluate now and some things that you can actively stop doing right now. One, the resistance training that we talked about not only increases muscle strength, but any weight-bearing exercise massively increases bone strength. I find the average American is so sedentary. It's so, you know, so you've got to think, we're talking about how our diet quality is F. What? Just kidding. It's moved to a D now, even though only 1.58% of Americans eat the proper amount of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. One in 100. That's what it equates to. It is the most wild thing to me. Anyways, when we talk about strong bones, one thing that I've noticed that I feel like we're starting to pay a little bit more attention to, but not awesomely. We've always been calcium makes strong bones. Calcium makes strong bones. So we eat all of this absolute garbage, right? We don't get our fruits. We don't get our vegetables. We hide from the sun. Or if we go out in the sun, we lather ourselves up with something that makes it so our body, i.e. sunscreen, can't absorb UV rays to turn our cholesterol into vitamin D. But then we're like, but just drink a lot of milk, full calcium. Calcium makes strong bones, right? Got milk? And you're like, ooh, remember when I did a podcast radio show about how they paid millions, tens of millions of dollars 20 years ago for that Got Milk campaign? It was all funded by the farmers that had too much. And they're like, how do we do that? And the U.S. government's like, oh my gosh, we should help in this too. And then we all got duped into thinking that calcium causes milk is high in calcium and you need milk for strong bones, when in reality, the calcium's not bioavailable. We, as in the United States, has the highest amount of milk consumption and the highest rate of osteoporosis. Help me make sense. But you're like, oh, you know what else has calcium? Like cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale. Like, blech. Let me just drink some chocolate milk because that makes my bones strong, right? Like, get out of here. It's just wild. So number one, I'm going to tell you is that you need to know your vitamin D level. Knowing your vitamin D level today is going to make a massive change because calcium is absorbed with vitamin D. You cannot absorb calcium without vitamin D. So you're doing all of this stuff, but yet we don't have vitamin D. And vitamin D, we fail to talk about vitamin D in strong bones. But that's why a vitamin D deficiency, you look at, causes rickets. It's a bone softening disease. Now, often you'll find that more so than ever in like people who've been held on ship holes for a while. You know, they're down in like the boat basement. Is that what it's called? But, you know, it's like, it's a number we don't know. So anytime a woman comes with me and says, you know, I'm really concerned about osteopenia and osteoporosis, the first thing I ask is, what's your vitamin D level? I don't really know. You can go get a test. Your medical doctor should test it. You can walk into like any lab test now and they'll be able to test it. Know your vitamin D. And they'll say over 30 is great. Right? As long as you're over 30. But in reality, from a therapeutic standpoint, that number should be well into the 60s and 70s. So get, and if it's sunny out, hi, go outside. Don't burn, right? We don't want you to burn. But this is one where even with my kids, once spring starts, I'm like, go outside, take your shirt off. And they're like, my shirt? I'm like, yeah, go play without your shirt on. And if they get cold, they can put it back on. But then we start to get sun and we get it, you know, if they only last for 15, 20 minutes, it's awesome. And then it's 20 and 30. And then, you know, when we have weekends where we're outside, they don't really ever burn just because we set a base. It's just like their skin knows that. And that's really important to me. It's important that my children know that. Why? Because I'm setting them up for future success in terms of bone health. I'm not letting them burn, right? Because we're like, oh, skin cancer and all the things. Get it. I also don't want my kid to have skin cancer, which is why we don't let them burn. If they feel like they're getting red, we put a hat, we put a shirt on, we sit in the shade for a little bit. The next step, health step that you can take today that will massively change your bone health. So when we return, there is one drink that will not only increase your loss of calcium, increase your risk of fractures and recurrent fractures, and it's something that you and your children may be drinking. I'll tell you what it is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins.
Oh, I know there's gonna be some bright day. Oh, I swear there's some fire your. Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about action steps you can take today for a healthier future you. This is one where... I'm not going to make some friends with this, but no, it's because I love and care about your bones. But this thing that you are drinking, that you might be giving to your kids, can have a devastating effect on your overall bone health. And that is soda. Now you think, how is soda, like soda pop, how is soda affecting my bone health? And soft drinks, right? So soda contributes to the dietary intake of phosphorus. High phosphorus, but low calcium diets, right? And we're talking about good quality sourced calcium. Not the like I have a glass of milk in my cereal. Or not. That doesn't count. High phosphorus but low calcium diet stimulates the parathyroid hormone and causes bone resorption. A high intake of phosphorus can also reduce the renal activation of 25-hydroxyvitamin D and affect calcium homeostasis. I just told you, vitamin D is so important for calcium absorption. And so when we're like, hi, I'm drinking a ton of soda. And a ton is relative. One a day, in my opinion, is still a lot. When we're drinking that soda, you're like, does that have an effect on health? And you're like, yep, sure can. The other aspect of soda that can have a negative effect on bone. Now, this is one where it's not like, oh my gosh, you wake up one day and you're, you know, 35 and you're like, oh, my bones, I've got osteopenia and porosis. And maybe you do. But the sugar... and the sodium in soft drinks can increase the loss of calcium. So increased consumption of caffeinated beverage also increases the risk of fractures and recurrent fractures. And then the other possibility that they talk about within this research study is that the indirect effect of soft drinks on bone fractures is the mediating the effects of obesity. So obviously fat, weight in general, but this talks about more so fat affects the regulation of bone and is involved in the bone activation hormone metabolism. So increased fat content in muscle leads to more falls, which can increase risk of fractures in specific area. And then people with obesity lose their normal protective mechanisms and are more inclined to fall backwards or sideways than forward. They also talk about phthalates also play an associated role in soft drinks in the consumption of fractures. They're often used to make bottles for soft drinks. So in animal studies, female rats treated with phthalates showed a significant dose-dependent fetal structure malformation and bone homeostasis imbalance. So deformities, delayed ossification, skeletal variants. So it basically inhibits the calcium signaling pathways, which are involved in bone proliferation, which is bone growth, bone remodeling, and the osteoblastic building properties of proliferation. So it's one where you're like, you know what you should just stop drinking is soda. Here's what's really interesting is that phosphoric acid, the purpose of this in soda is for their sharp increasing like flavor and extended shelf life. It's often used in more of the darker soft drinks like Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, that aspect. So I personally don't really think that any soda is like a great soda, but I guess if you are going to do it, doing a clear soda might have a bit less phosphoric acid. They typically use citric acid more for flavor. So there it is when we talk about bone health. Now today we're talking about tips, tricks, health that you can do today, changes you can do today that will better your future you. And on the theory of bones, because apparently all of this is about bones. I mean, you could probably do like cellular cycles at one point, I'm sure. But this is just looked at. We looked at resistance training and how that can still be beneficial 4 years later, according to a research article. We talked about soda content. So that the article, high consumption of soft drinks is associated with an increased risk of fracture, a 7-year follow-up. This was published in Nutrients, published February of 2020. In the Journal of Nutrients. So very interesting. Now, when we look at bones, one thing that you can do is that you can correct the structure of your spine today. I have a sign up that says the best time to start chiropractic care is birth and the second best time is now. I had this. Oh, man. You look at kids and you're like, why do kids get adjusted? Yeah, I had this is a different crabby old men. There are crabby old ladies, but better stories come from the crabby old men. He was like telling me, he's like, why? Why is it that I see? There was, I can't remember if it was like his daughter or something. And he was like, yeah. And they told me that they had someone come to the hospital to get their kid adjusted. Isn't that crazy? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, it'd be crazy if you were there because like you thought the baby was in pain. But like what if you adjusted the baby for subluxation, right? Like birth is, if you are a mom and you had a contraction, right? Like you know how painful that is. And a baby's head came through those contractions. We squeezed out a whole human being with a muscle contraction, lots of muscle contractions, sustained long hours of muscle contractions, right? Like that's what a contraction is. It is your uterine muscle contracting to push a whole human out by its head. And you're like, oh, what if they were sunny side up or their head was cocked to the side? Like I had a baby who had a raw spot on its head moving over the mom's pelvic bone. And you're going to tell me that that baby's cervical curve is going to, like that neck is going to be fine. Bones definitely haven't shifted. We break a clavicle on the way out and you're like, nope, totally fine. That is one where it's not like the baby's going to be like, man, I really have some headaches. But like you put them in the car seat and they cry. Why? Because they're uncomfortable, right? Colic, ear infections, not normal. Constipation, not normal. Like we look at these things that we've normalized in human beings, in children, albeit, and we're like, ah, no big deal. Yeah, it's totally normal for kids. But then you have mine and you're like, it's not like my kids don't ever get sick, but I have a, you know, I've got three kids aging from 3 to 7 and we've not been on an antibiotic. Why? Because we manage it differently. And the amount of times we get sick is not, and the severity is not. And you're like, yeah, but I don't adjust my kids for headaches, neck pain, and back pain. Just like I don't take them because I think they have a cavity. I don't take them to the dentist because they think I have to reschedule my kids' dentist appointments. I don't take them to the dentist because they have cavities. I take them as a preventative measure, right? Like I want to make sure I set them up for success. I want to make sure that I take care of their teeth and their oral health, even if they're going to lose them. But yet we have someone who wrestles, plays football, does gymnastics, right? We have all of these horseback riding, swimming, and we have all of these like small repetitive micro traumas, break clavicles through birth, roll off of changing tables or the couch. And we're like, no big deal, ignore it until they become an adult 15, 20 years later. And we're like, oh man, you've got massive back pain. We should address it now. And you're like, oh, and now, like I just saw someone, 39 years old, reversed curvature, middle stage 2 degeneration. So has probably been in there since he was in his teens. And he said, I don't want to get this taken care of because I want something less permanent. And you're like, your spine is going to be in 10, 20 years when you choose to do nothing, 20 to 30% more advanced in terms of degenerative change. That's like saying, hey, this cavity, I don't really want to take care of it now. Like, I'll just chew on the other side. And you're like, you think that cavity is going to stay the same? You think nothing's going to change with that decay that happens in that tooth? You think it's going to stay the same? And you're like, no, we all know that that's not true. We all know that the process of tooth decay gradually continues. And the process of spinal decay, if you're not actively trying to work on it, will gradually continue. What if there, I have a mom who just brought her three boys in the other day. Wonderful. All just preventative stuff. And I was like, oh, that middle boy, he is 12. He's 12. I'm like, something just seems a little bit crooked posture-wise, scan-wise. I'm like, let's take x-rays. He has scoliosis. He's 12 years old. You know what's going to change the rest of his life? Addressing a scoliosis at 12 and not 22, 32, or 42. Because I have someone else who I just said, hey, do you know you have a scoliosis? She's like, I've always had hip pain my entire life, but it was all manageable until now. I literally can't function anymore. And you're like, oh, where you could pull out your teeth, but you can't do that with your spine. So what do? Injections, cortisone, pain management. They're not going to give you anything. Here, say, oh, I have a 22-year-old female. I was just sent her blood work. Liver enzymes are raised. I'm like, is she a drinker, right? She's like freshly 21. She's just into it. She's like, not really. She'll have a couple drinks on like a Friday. I'm like, she's got to be honest. And she's like, no, that's literally it. I'm like, what medication she's on? She's like, none, just daily Tylenol for her headaches. Whoa, let's talk about that. You know, just a couple a day, but she's been doing it for the last several months. Well, her liver enzymes are now raised. So that raises a concern. And you're like, oh, are those headaches caused from a lack of Tylenol, a lack of acetaminophen? By the way, you can move to Advil, but then you're going to look at more other organ system dysfunctions like ulcers, stomach ulcers, kidney problems. And you're like, why is it so absurd? Why would you not actively start working today on your spine, correcting the structure of your spine today so that it's not something where, you know, again, I have another patient who came in with a scoliosis. Typically, statistically, women with scoliosis are more likely to suffer with infertility, right? And now she's on year four of actively trying to get pregnant. She, her body load is incredibly toxic because she only poops like three or four times a day, which again, if you're talking about lumbar scoliosis, that is typically symptomatic of that. You're like, oh no, don't see a chiropractor once. You might have to see him for the rest of your life. Why are we not actively working on trying to restore curvature, level pelvis, reduce forward head posture, allow for that nervous system to have more function and healing? Because then what happens is when you're like, hey, I just read this really great research article. I heard it on Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne that we have this ability and opportunity to get our nervous system corrected, right? Like I want to do resistance training, right? But then you start working out and you throw your back out and you can't move. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what happened. You're like, I do. You ignored something that you thought would just go away. You do stretching, right? Like I'm just going to stretch out. You're not going to stretch out a scoliosis. You're not going to stretch out degeneration. So why aren't we looking at actively, did you know that you could prevent degeneration? That's literally what we do at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? But if you don't know and you don't have someone who's actively walking you through Wolf's Law, what that looks like, how you start to be active on making that process, then you come into my office at 65 years old, you can barely walk, you're mentally sharp as a tack, ready to go. Grandkids, kids, all of these things. But at the same aspect, we have to put a value on that of time and money. But I can tell you the people who are now that are like facing back surgery or are just, you know, unfortunately going to be in pain for the rest of your life. You're like, hey, what if, and this was the other crabby man. He's like, why all these kids getting adjusted? And I said, sir, respectfully, if you were have to taken care of your spine when you were this age, would you be in near the amount of problems, near the amount of pain or have near the amount of problems that you have today? If you didn't brush your teeth for the first time until you were 50, and then we're like, I don't know how this all happened. You're like, what if you started brushing your teeth when you're in your 20s? Do you think that would change the outcome of the decay in your mouth? Well, what if you actively started correcting the structure of your spine today? Not until your back went out and you couldn't walk, not until you can't ride your bike, not until you can't do your job and now you're on FMLA, right? Not until all of these massive catastrophic things happen. What if you start actively working on correcting your spine, getting to the root cause, allowing your nervous system to function and flow at 100% today? What impact would that make on the rest of your life? And those are ones that you'll never be able to know unless you actively start working on figuring out what does your spine look like. Does it look good? How do we keep it that way? Is there something small that's going on, like a cavity, right? That we could just do a little fill and you're good to go. Or is it something that now you're more degenerative? Now you have disc thinning or disc degeneration or a disc bulge, which it's literally spinal stenosis, degenerative disc disease. That's what we specialize in our office. Why are you ignoring it? Why aren't you working on getting to the cause of the problem? It's very simple. When you're asking for all of these answers, like here it is, but you have to take action. There has to be a certain point where you take your responsibility for your health and you get back to figuring out if you want to be well, if you want to be active, if you want to age gracefully, if you want to love and live your life in 20 or 30 years, what are you doing today? And one of those things that you can actively do is come into our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. See what's going on. See if we need to take x-rays. See what inevitably that looks like to not only be well, but to stay well. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.